Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelorette Finale Wrap Up. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
Amy, I don't think I can give you what you need as a podcast partner. Because you deserve more. And so that's why we have both of your podcast partners here today. Asia Welch, how are you doing?
I'm good. I mean, right before this, I was helping my ex pick out some rings for his girlfriend. But we got that all situated. I'm so excited for them. And then I made it in time for the podcast.
Totally normal thing to do.
Who has not picked out an engagement ring for our ex?
Yeah, among us, right? Well, Asia, I just want you to know you're here because we want you to be here, okay? We don't need you. We want you.
And you may have come in a little late, but I feel like you came in right at the right time. I feel like fate has brought you to us.
Right. And it was just, it was meant to be. So everything worked out.
Yes.
Even though I may be angry right now, everything worked out.
Why are you angry? Are you angry?
I'm angry because I was helping my ex pick out a ring for his now fiance.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot. So there's so much to get through on this finale. We were kind of teased that it wouldn't be a typical ending, and this is far from typical. So where to start? We started out with Greg leaving, Katie saying she wanted to leave, and this gets resolved fairly quickly. I mean, was it just over a commercial break? She's still on board to stay the course. Do we blame, give credit to Caitlin for this? Or, I don't know, Asia, what do you think? Was she just kind of dramatic in the moment?
Yeah, right. I was so confused. Like, how are you just ready to go? Like, that's all you needed. A slight breather. And, you know, like, did she say, scratch that, don't book my flight? Or was it just a matter of, I just need to take a second. I just need to get a sip of water and then I'm good to go. I was so confused. I don't know what the turning point was, because clearly by the end of her conversation with Caitlin, she still was ready to go. So
yeah. Haley, what do you think?
Yeah, I think maybe she just like slept on it and the producers were like, listen, lady, you need to fill out your contractual obligations unless you want to get sued for 2.2 mil. And she was like, you are right. Let's just see if there's someone else I want to make out with real quick.
Yeah. Yeah, this whole thing, it had me questioning if she wanted to leave because Greg was like the one, or if she wanted to leave because it was like, okay, two guys have just dumped me and like, it's just not working out. I'm not having the typical ending and like just feeling kind of beaten down from that.
Here's my theory.
Go for it.
I think how quickly she told Blake she loved him once everyone else was gone, right? Mm-hmm. I think that she was so torn because Blake was still there. So she didn't want to do that in case, because she knew she had strong feelings for Blake. So she didn't want to tell that to Greg because she knew, okay, I am really into both of these guys. Mm-hmm. But the fact that Greg was out of the picture, she could be all in on Blake. And so I'm thinking that she was just like, I want to go home, because she's thinking, okay, it's happened with Michael, it's happened with Greg. What if it happens with Blake? I can't handle that. What if Blake doesn't choose me too? And so I want to be a little bit optimistic in this situation and say that, you know, Blake is the one. And it was just a matter of, she didn't want him to not choose her.
Okay.
I like that theory. It's not something that has really crossed my mind, but she is pretty like open about having some abandonment issues. And then I could see those two guys leaving really being a touch point for that. So that would be terrifying. I do think that maybe she thought that her connection with Greg was the strongest, just because she's probably held on to that like first impression rose thing, the first date. They have a lot in common. And then once Greg left in such a way that was so hurtful, that I feel like, at least for me, I feel like it would be almost easy to kind of cut off my feelings after seeing him act like that. and mm-hmm. be able to like put all of my focus on that one person who's left, who has been very obvious about enjoying my existence.
True. Yeah. And then it makes me wonder where Michael fell in all this. It's like, it seems like Justin might have been fourth in line. And then it was like, wait a minute, now suddenly he's my top two. And this is just whoa, not going. Yeah.
Not well, going I still think Justin was maybe like top five emotionally, but then like she liked Andrew a lot but knew he wasn't the one, so she's like, I need to cut this dude before it gets too far. And Justin just kept kind of like inch by inch making it through,
right?
Yeah. And we can't forget the fact that she had already pictured Thomas in fantasy suites.
That's true. So,
like, if you think about it that way, I think Justin was like six. You have Andrew S. in the picture, and then he just tripped his way all the way to final two.
Yeah. So I think at this point, we already go back to kind of like the after the final rose cuts in and out throughout. So we have Caitlin and Tayshia introducing these segments, and then we hear Katie's take on what happened and how she felt in that moment. Was that it was like her fault that he was leaving and just feeling really defeated. So it seems like she's had time to process it from, and this was filmed, this after the final rose was filmed before the episode aired, where they got to see everyone's reaction. So I think there's been a lot of talk of, oh, you know, she's responding to what people were saying online and kind of going with that momentum. But it was, no, she, these were her, you know, genuine thoughts about what happened. And not the biggest fan of Greg and how he handled things.
Not at all.
Yeah. It's weird to see there's like teams going on of people that are still like team Greg or whatever, but.
Right. And I've had so many conversations with like friends, and people are like, okay, did you see that episode? Okay. Are you for Greg against Greg, for Katie against Katie? And I'm like, my take on it is Greg was in the wrong. I think Katie is not a perfect human being. So of course she did not have a perfect response, but he said all of that, all it's spilling his heart out, expecting a certain response from her. And then when he didn't get it, he got mad. Mm-hmm. And so that's why, you know, people have been throwing around gaslighting, and we even saw more of that from Katie. And so I totally disliked how he handled the entire situation. You know what show you signed up for. You know you're on The Bachelorette. You can't just ask her to up and commit to you when there's still two other guys there. So, yeah, it's weird. I would love to hear more people's opinions who are team Greg, quote unquote.
Well, it's funny because really? we did get one email from somebody last week who, you know, was like, I haven't watched the last half hour yet, but I am like right now kind of feeling more Greg. And then she emailed us back later and was like, you know what? I take that back. Like that was just like, he was shit in the last part. But, and like I said it on last week's episode, but like, I can understand where he was coming from in the first part of that, in which like he did not get the response he expected. It was kind of Katie was kind of weird and cold and not like very Katie-ish, and but like I can understand why she was holding back, but then he kind of freaked out. And but when it shifted to the next day, when Greg wasn't like willing to listen to her and was saying that he thought she was like the one, but he's willing to leave over this one communication thing, it's like,
right,
what relationship did you expect here? And it makes me think that he was looking for a way out. Because like every relationship, romantic or friendship or with your parents or with your siblings or whatever, there are going to be some like miscommunication issues. And if you give up on that relationship just because of like one kind of weird miscommunication, then like she wasn't the one.
Yeah. Yeah, and we see, so she does have a sit down with Greg later in the episode, and it's very, you know, tension filled. And this was where I think a lot of people were suddenly like siding with Greg, like they thought he was coming off better. But I thought Katie was justified in, you know, expressing her anger to him and saying that wasn't love. You know, you wouldn't leave after, if that was love, you wouldn't leave after just, you know, one little issue like that. So,
yeah, I saw so much online of people like, well, why are you so angry if you're happily engaged? She never got to express this anger with him. Like, she never was able to get it off her chest because he stormed out. And then now that she's been able to sit down and reflect and then especially watch it back, then it's like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe like that happened. Like, she's in shock that it happened that way and that she's having to like, most people can't relive an argument or a disagreement, but the fact that she is reliving it, it's like, oh, those feelings are fresh. But like, the anger, it wasn't like she was crying and begging for him. Like, there weren't still like it. I didn't get the vibe that Katie was upset and like a woman scorn. I just felt that she was angry. I didn't get any sense that, you know, like if that hadn't happened, she would be happily with him. So I thought it was totally justified. I mean, she did go a little hard on him, but it she needed to get that out.
I also feel like they probably just watched that too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As far as I know, like with the After the Final Rose, they'll show them that episode beforehand so that they can kind of have an idea of what's going on. So she probably just watched that. So it would be extra fresh, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Right. And prior to that, what she just watched was being backstage and hearing Greg answer Caitlin's question, like, would you have changed anything about what you did? He said no. And she said, no regrets. Like, she gave him a second chance, like, no regrets. And he said no. So to say no regrets about how you handled that situation, that would have to be very, you know, insulting, really.
Yeah. And did either one of you listen to his interview with Nick?
I did.
No, but I've read the internet discourse about it in all of my little Facebook groups and on Reddit. Yeah. Does that count?
Yes, same. I didn't listen to the actual interview, but there was a guy on TikTok that gave a nice little summary.
Oh, perfect. We all tried all the different venues. I actually listened to it. I was kind of falling asleep, but yeah, he changed his tune for sure about not being regretful. I dare someone to do a drinking game of certain phrases that he said over and over in that interview. He said, like, in those moments, maybe 1,000 times. So he had certain talking points that he had. So it was like, I regret how I acted in those moments. I was feeling that way in those moments, and that I can be better, and it's humbling. And he had certain things that he always went back to. So he was definitely coached, you know, but you should have your talking points, squared away, I guess, before you do something like that. But I've also seen a lot of discourse of like, why is he getting this platform? So I feel like some of Katie's anger as well is maybe like, why is this guy a fan favorite in some circles, you know?
Because he's a cute guy. That's why people are like, no, Greg was right. Like, when he was on the stage again, like just talking by himself, I'm like, damn, this dude is hot. That is not okay.
What I also learned in the interview with Nick Viall was that he initially got a call for Becca Kufrin's season. Like, he was in the mix way back then. Like, that seems so far away.
Yeah, jeez. And they called him again for Claire season, but he wasn't that into Claire, so he didn't go. So it's just
he went like in March. He went for that first grouping and then it was canceled. Like, he was in the hotel room, and then when they called him back to like come, you know, when they were finally actually going to film, he was like, yeah, now that I think about it, I don't think she would like me or something. But
so imagine Katie finding that out after the fact, like before the final ad, before after the final rose, that only adds to what she was already thinking. So at this point, she's just, there's no way you can convince her that he was genuinely there for love. And so she just kind of feels bamboozled, and in the way that everything was handled was just like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, she definitely felt as well that he was looking for an out. And then she did kind of throw that acting accusation as well at him. So it seemed like it never came up in the show when they were filming. And so that maybe he wanted exposure, acting practice. And Greg says, well, I'm no Meryl Streep. And then Katie's like, yeah, we know.
And like, I don't really, do I feel like he was there for like to act? No, that seems a little absurd. But like, I could see him being there for some light notoriety, especially if he's been in the mix a few times. Right. But like, who among, like, there's out of 30 everyone, guys, right? I bet like half of them at least are like, well, maybe I'll just get a little Instagram deal. Maybe.
Right. Right.
So but I do feel like he was definitely looking for a way out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. His, what he told Nick was that he panicked because he could tell, like, just it was a gut feeling that he wasn't the one, like it wasn't him. So
that feels a little revisionist to me.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like that's the reason to like storm out like that. Like, you just kind of maybe peace out before Fantasy Suites in a different way, or, you know,
right?
Yeah, like kind of you could just casually
leave. You could just be like, hey, babe, this isn't for me. I think you have stronger connections, and that's good and dandy.
Yeah.
Especially in the argument when he was like, when he brought up, so what now? You're going to go to the Fantasy Suite with two other guys? I'm like, why are you acting like this is like the big twist of the season? She's doing Fantasy Suites. It's never happened before. It's like, no, get out of here.
Right.
Well, especially if he's been in the mix so many times, like, you think he would have maybe done like a scooch of research before heading on out.
Right.
Right.
Exactly. All right. Anything else that you want to say about Katie and Greg before we move on to the final two men?
No, I think I'm good. I feel like I've said my pieces, Reese's pieces.
Where do we think he goes? He goes from here. He's been cited out with Bree, but Bree squashed those rumors that they were dating.
Mm-hmm.
But he's on the scene out in New York. He wasn't really laying low in Jersey, as he said.
He's gonna get it in a few times with some some fangirls, and that's his prerogative, I guess.
Right.
I don't know. I feel like the producers love him. Otherwise, we wouldn't have got in memoriam of their relationship. It was like, okay, first of all, it was so uncalled for, and so out of place. So I could see a situation where we're hearing rumors that he's in the running to be the next Bachelor. Because
they couldn't do that. I would
hope not. But I just feel like the way it was edited didn't tarnish his image enough to where that wouldn't be a possibility. And so I don't know, especially the fact that some people are so torn. He's gained so many followers from this season. I don't know.
Yeah, I think he's second only to Blake, who already had, you know, two seasons technically, I guess, but one and a half. I would hate to. I think they have other great options, so
yes they do. And I just thought it was funny how he thought that they, like, you could tell when he walked out to Katie and Tayshia, or to Caitlin and Tayshia, that he had a totally different vibe than what they had. Like, they knew what it was about to be, a serious interview. And he came out just like, oh, I'm happy for her. And he just was not prepared for that at all. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was interesting. And the amount of times that Katie said, if you think that's love, you don't know what love is.
Right.
It's like, yeah, that was funny. But yeah, my only other take on it is that I wish we would have gotten that out of the way first in the episode and not gotten the engagement and then bounce back to that and then bounce forward. It's like, I don't know how to feel. This is too much.
Yeah, it kind of took away from the happy feelings.
Yeah, like, it just seems like an absolute disservice to do it after the proposal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they just wanted her to be able to be like, I'm happily engaged, to like, don't need this.
I didn't like how he was also kind of throwing that at her. It's like, that's not the point. Like, that's a separate relationship. Yeah. So it's like, no. All right. So let's move on to Blake and Justin. And so Caitlin and Tayshia show up. The guys are hanging out kind of on that couch that they're always at and sort of like, what's going on? They sense that something's weird. Blake mentions that he saw Greg, but Greg didn't want to talk and like it just like kind of a dark mood or something. So he probably saw him, you know, that day or the day before and before he left. But they don't know that he left. He's not obviously sitting with him there. So Caitlin and Tayshia come in and said, like, what we're about to tell you will change everything. And they just kind of say that Greg's not there, right? And you guys are the final two. You have your one-on-one time. You'll have your quality time with Katie. So do they tell him that they'll meet the families too? Like, they're just sort of advanced to that next step.
Yeah, was it a combo, like, overnight and meet the family? Now I'm confused.
I think they essentially took away a step, you know, because we learned right. why that it wasn't because Katie was difficult that the season cut short. It was, like, two guys chose to leave. And so I think essentially, like, lost a week of, you know, it's not really typical fantasy suites because it's, like, yeah, you have the fantasy suites and then meet the parents. But... they kind of leave the guys alone to sort of process that information. And both of them are caught off guard for sure.
I wonder what the amount of guys that kind of stepped away. And then the 1 week where Katie kind of sent home, I don't even remember, 3 or 4 guys when she was probably supposed to only send home one. Mm-hmm. Because I wonder how much time was cut short. Because even Tayshia mentioned it when she met with Nil Lane. Was like, we're seeing you sooner than expected.
Yeah, he wasn't even able to quarantine. He wasn't in New Mexico yet. So, yeah, he lost his, like, hopefully he still got his fee, you know.
Right.
They, you know, that's how he got his appearance fee. They had to show him still. But, yeah, it worked out. Maybe they can bypass that in the future and just be like, you know, Tayshia can handle this. So they definitely lost at least a week, I would say. So... yeah, I don't know. I think Blake seemed more relieved and Justin was more freaked out. I don't think Justin was expecting to make it that far.
Yeah, like, do you think Justin would have been proposing? Like, no, there's no way, right?
No.
Wait, who are we talking about? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Justin.
No, poor Justin. I wish it seemed like they had a genuine relationship because they had inside jokes that we had never heard of. He just didn't get the screen time in order to justify someone who's final two. And then, you know, just fumbled his way there. And so I think it was, he did mention like, I potentially could be proposing. And so that made me question too. I was like, would he actually get down on one knee or would he just say, you know, we should take some more time?
Right.
I
mean,
I just, no point did I ever believe it, right? Yeah. Like, no, none of us did. None of us, everyone was like, Justin, babes, we love you. We put our mouths on your mouth, but you're not getting engaged to Katie at the end of this.
Yeah.
Even his parents were like, babes, we're not flying to New Mexico for this. Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I like Justin and I hope he finds love.
Yeah.
The segment of him and his facial expressions made me laugh so hard. And I wish we did get more like
of his personality.
Fun Justin throughout the season.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if we'd seen more of him, I think he would be a Bachelor contender. I think he would be a good Bachelor, but we weren't shown enough of him on this season, which is really weird considering how it ended. I think they should have focused more on their relationship.
Yeah, we got way more screen time from, like I mentioned earlier, Thomas, Michael A, even Connor.
Andrew.
Like,
yeah.
Andrew. I know so many of the other guys way better than Justin, but I thought it was really interesting that he said that he felt like Katie didn't give him a fair shot.
I would have to agree with him.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. Like, at what point was she like, it did feel like he was the leftover. And I think maybe he saw the season and like saw how underheaded he was. And he was like, oh no, I was the leftover.
Yeah. Well, so she doesn't give him even that final date. So maybe that could be what he's referring to, too, is like,
yeah,
like she was doing it, I guess, out of respect to him and stuff. And she was firm in her decision. But Blake had the first fantasy suite slash meet the parents. And it was like after the fantasy suite, probably before that, she knew that she was going to do that. Mm-hmm. But she was just like, she broke up with him, with Justin after that. She had already told Blake that she loved him. So for me, that took out tons of suspense as well. Like, even though we knew, like, I just would have liked to sort of play the game of like, take Justin to meet Aunt Lindsay and like, let Blake feel a little insecure. Maybe he didn't want
to subject Justin to that trauma.
Yeah. Katie knew. Katie knew. Yeah.
Yeah. So she kind of meets him in the woods when he thinks he's going to have her date. And I just felt so bad for him because he did seem like he was at least coming around to like, yeah, we have a lot to talk about. Like, it was really great with my friends. He had said he was falling in love with her. So, you know, if she had chosen him, it would have been like a Matt James situation of like, I'm not proposing, but let's continue, you know, to date or something. I could see that. Mm-hmm. But yeah. She doesn't really do the running into his arms jump. So we knew it's not going to go well.
So she did have a fake wedding with him.
Yeah. That's true. Pretty serious. Why didn't he get an in memoriam?
They didn't have enough footage.
Yeah.
Oh.
They did say that we would have had to see like unseen footage if they did
right.
But he did say, he's like, yeah, me and Katie have spent a month really getting to know each other. Mm-hmm. And I was like, a month? That's how long this season was. A month.
So short, yeah.
And then, it was funny because I was watching with my roommate and she's like, oh my gosh, a month? You got to be kidding me. And I was like, hey, there are people out here getting married at first sight.
Yeah.
Slight plug.
Yeah, we podcast about it.
Right. Anyone could get married. Doesn't matter how long you've known each other.
It's true. And they can, all these, you know, JoJo and Jordan are still not married, right? So they can have a really long engagement.
Yeah.
I also, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, it just seemed like unfair to Justin that he, you know, he has such like a low follower count. Like, he deserves more exposure on the show. And I don't even know if he's in Paradise. I feel like they would have announced it if he is. But he seemed like that would be a good fit for him otherwise.
I don't think I've seen him in any previews or press for it. But yeah, I do think Katie didn't give him like the attention that of like some of the guys she was most interested in. But I also blame the producers, because if we would have gotten to know him better, then they would have seen a reason to send him to Paradise.
Mm-hmm.
But there's like no fan reaction to him except great gifts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did anything stand out to either of you guys about Katie's sit down with Justin? It, obviously a big change in tone from with Greg.
I felt like it was pretty cordial and they have a lot of respect for each other. And it was definitely missing the like deep vitriol that the conversation with Greg had.
Yes.
Yeah, I did notice he started crying.
Mm-hmm.
And so that really tipped off to me that they did have a genuine, they were forming a genuine relationship, that more than what we saw. So I really felt for him there because he genuinely saw a future with her, potential with her.
Yeah. And they had a really, she told them her reasons why, just while they were there in New Mexico about, you know, she already told him that she said, didn't she say like that she told Blake, I love you. Like, she just sort of said like now, like,
yeah.
Yeah. So that had to be hard to hear that like he wasn't given the shot, but then also it's pretty clear it's not you, you know, like you don't really leave with too many doubts then either. So I saw a lot of kind of comments about like, should she have broken up with him before going on that date? Like, should she have not said I love you to Blake when Justin was still there. It kind of takes away.
No, like, it's like not great as that is. I felt like I don't think she should have held off on saying like, I love you to Blake, if that's what she was feeling in the moment. But because she did immediately break it off with Justin afterwards, like, I think if she went on the date with Justin, sure, that's pretty shite. But
yeah. Yeah. And well, actually, she did. She worded it a little bit differently. She said, I told him that I'm falling in love with him. She didn't say, I told him I love him. So she was a little softer with that. Because, you know, in the Bachelor universe, that's very different. So.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, they had such a nice goodbye. Like, he was, you know, I hope you know how special you are. And I hope he doesn't take it for granted. And she said something like, that means more than you probably know. So I think that was, you know, I'm glad she had that positive experience with someone leaving.
Yeah.
Right before.
He was really sweet. And I was thinking, like, what if he's someone that could pop up? I don't want this to, I mean, they've done it for years and I don't want it to continue to be a trend, but because he's such a great guy, what if he potentially has interest in Michelle?
Should we just have like a continuing, like, there's always one person that we're like, okay, you know, you didn't go to Paradise, so we're going to bump you over to the next season. Yeah, I would be fine with it. Like, for some reason, I get really into like seeing someone come back for whatever reason. Like,
we love an all-star season.
Yeah, it's like it's the drama that it causes and like the second chances. So it worked out finally this time. Yeah. Katie has now like the clean slate. She's with Blake, but let's talk that through. So she has her one-on-one. So at this time, Justin is still, you know, sitting back thinking he's going to have his one-on-one as well. But she has this final date. They go, was it like an art type, like paintball, something like that?
Yeah.
You know, I have no idea what went on, right? Yeah. All I can remember is the hot tub. And like, I don't
paint.
Yeah, like, I don't know even what happened in what order, because I watched like half of it on Monday and then half of it today, Wednesday. Right. So I just like don't know what went on in one singular timeline.
Well, the they were throwing paintball at each other.
Was like the playful part.
Yeah, and I was like, would I find this fun? Like, I know they always do this, like someone like get messy with paint and stuff. And I'm just like,
yeah, Tayshia and Zach had something like that too, right? Where they were like their own canvas kind of thing. I don't know. Yeah, it doesn't totally appeal, but then again, it's not, I guess you're not going to get hurt. So it's one of the better dates for me.
And they were having fun, so.
Yeah. One thing I liked is right away, she kind of talked through what happened. She's like, let me fill you in. And she's really honest about it. Maybe too honest. Haley, she says that Michael left. So I think they knew that in a way, but maybe technically didn't. But I'm sure they were like, well, we haven't seen Michael around, you know, but Michael left. And then Greg left. Greg chose to leave. She explained that Michael left to take care of his son, and then Greg just decided to not be here. And that there was a moment where she like wanted to quit. And, you know, Blake doesn't really respond much in the moment, but then he talks about it later on.
And I think she was absolutely correct in doing that because then he knows what happened. I feel like if he didn't realize what had happened and how it went down and he saw it, I think it's a little different. Mm-hmm. Like, it's kind of like how like Andy and Josh, back, like,
you mean?
Yeah, like how Andy didn't really disclose to Josh that she had been with Nick in an intimate manner, and then it kind of just absolutely destroyed their relationship because it just kind of has a weird foundation. I feel like it would have had a weird foundation if she didn't say like, hey, this is what happened, and it sucked, but here we are.
Yeah, so I like that he didn't kind of, I don't know, press her on that right then and say like, wait, what do you mean? Like, how does this affect how you feel about me? Like, and I could think he would be justified in saying that. I just think it was nice that he listened and was like, oh, you know, that's a lot, and kind of just sat with her. And then talks about it privately in the ITM, and, you know, sort of says that he's like, well, you know, I guess her feelings were stronger than I thought. I mean, like, you know, I think he thought he was the front runner, like, by a mile and or a kilometer. And he dives into it more a little bit at dinner. And
could you imagine if the roles were reversed and like, let's say Blake left and Katie was like, oh, I want to leave. And then she had a one-on-one with Greg and told and was honest like this. Greg would have flipped his lid. Like, there's no way he would have handled it like Blake.
Oh, yeah, absolutely not. And I think by seeing how Greg exited and how he dealt with her, you know, I think she even said some comment in after the final rose, like, my feelings left when you left. Like, they went away when you left. With the way you left, like, I get that. Totally. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's a good way to frame things. Like, okay, let's see if you just flip-flop Blake and Greg, and how would Greg have handled that honesty? Yeah, wouldn't have been good. So we wonder if Blake is going to tell her that he loves her, you know, with this new information. They're at dinner, and he kind of, like, draws it out a little bit, but it doesn't hold him back from saying, I love you. Haley, what did you think of the declaration of love here?
It was sweet. I'm an absolute sucker. I can't help myself. And I just really, I've enjoyed their chemistry all season long.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet. And the fact that she, you know, came right out and said it right after that too.
I was genuinely flabbergasted she had done that.
Yeah. When it was built up, you know, now it makes sense why she was saying, I'm not going to say it till the end. I'm not going to say it till the end, because then we get to see that she deviated from that. So
my jaw was actually on the ground. Like, I was like, wait, you said you weren't going to say it. And like, you know, in this moment, Justin is still there. And I was like, oh, okay. That's when it clicked. Like, maybe Blake has been the one, but she couldn't deny her feelings for the other guy, like Michael and Greg and even Andrew S to a point. And so I was like, okay, I feel this. When she said it back, I was like, this is it. I like this. I wasn't the biggest Blake fan on Claire and Tayshia's season. Mm-hmm. It just didn't seem like a good match. Yeah, it didn't fit. But like, for sex positive Katie, Blake is it. And I can see it, and it works. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, and I love how they both drop the F-bomb. he says, I love you, and I'm really effing excited about life with you. And she's like, I effing love you so much. And it makes me think, like, I think the producers, when they picked Katie, were like, oh, this is going to be great, like, fantasy suite week, and that, like, she'd be so open about that. Like, I think they had no idea that, like, she would have pick one person and have one person for that week, and that's it, like, when they were choosing the season. So I love that she kind of carved out her own path, and it was a little bit unexpected, and she, you know, rolled with the punches. But yeah, it makes me think that it would have been Blake no matter what. Even if she somehow chose Greg, I feel like she and Blake would have found each other, because it wouldn't have worked out with Greg.
Yeah.
So yes, we have fantasy suites, and then she does her recap of it with Caitlin. And Caitlin's the go-to for anything, any sexy time talk. And then Tayshia's designated for picking rings, even though it isn't her ex. So apparently things went well in the fantasy suite.
What did she say? She was satisfied. Multiple times.
I hate, I'm such a prude. I can't stand that. Somebody put a link in our question thread about Katie and Blake talking about how many times they've intercourse since getting engaged, and I just refuse to participate. I'm so happy for them. They deserve to talk about sex as much as they want. I just, let me be a prude over here by myself.
It really is no one else's business. So I really don't understand how that even, I saw the article and I was like, I'm not even going to click on this because what?
Wait, why are an we article knowing?
Oh yeah. About the number of times.
Oh, yeah, the bylaw, like
the slug or whatever it's called when it's like what's in the title of the article when you like type it in. Yeah. It includes the number.
Who is keeping this tally? I mean, I know they had like happy couple visits, so you know, can only fit in so much. But
I think it was a range.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken.
All right. They're
it's
not
like
counting
30
like...
to 45 or something like that.
So for not some counting, reason, like,
the
virtual.
Number 48 really sticks out to me.
Okay. Did this start with Hannah Brown with the windmill? Like, the four times, and it's like, okay, we've got to like up the numbers here. I don't know. This, yeah, not a stat we need.
I like the old seasons where we didn't know for sure if that happened in the fantasy suite. It was just in our imagination. It was just like, maybe they do, maybe they don't.
Assume it's with all three. Right. Yeah. We see shadows through the window and sound effects, and that's about it. The do not disturb sign goes out. Yeah, but she's obviously very excited, and Caitlin is the good person to dish with about that. But what kind of struck me too is that then it was when he was meeting the family as the next step, he knew that he was the only guy left, but we didn't see her tell him he was the only guy left. So I was kind of surprised that we didn't see that moment. Like, maybe that was in the fantasy suite where she was like, okay, I'm going to break up with Justin tomorrow or something, because it's like, why, how did that seem like it would be a filmable moment, because that would be where you'd see his true reaction of like, I'm the one. What do you guys think?
Yeah, that's a good point that I didn't think of. I don't know. I feel like because she's been, has she told the other guys like she was only saying I love you to one, and when he heard it, she was like, oh, okay, like that's it.
Yeah, that would be a good tip off, I guess. But I would think the producers would be like, okay, well, we don't need to tell Blake that, you know, Justin's not meeting the family or something, because when they've done that before, I feel like they've kept, you know, somebody's left, they've kept the guys in the dark that, you know, until maybe a rose ceremony when that fourth guy doesn't show up or the third guy doesn't show up or something like that, that they're like, oh, wait a minute. So
maybe it was too much of a celebration when he found out, like, this is it.
Right.
And it was like that final, like, dress up, bottom of her dress is getting dirty while walking through the sand. That like she wasn't sure if he would propose or not. They knew they would be together, but she just didn't know, proposal or not.
Yeah, that came to be kind of the only sort of doubt that they were trying to make us feel, is that would he propose or not? It seemed like she would be fine really either way. But to me, there was no suspense there, because when he arrived on the season, he told her, like, if it's you and me at the end, like, I'm proposing, right? Like, you said something to that effect.
Like, they were just trying to build it up. Honestly, if they would have cut out that, like, truly unnecessary buildup of will he, won't he propose, are they going to break up, we could have saved ourselves an hour.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think the producers, so we see, well, this is in the ring scene, but we see Tayshia, like, telling Blake, like, if you don't want to propose, you have to let her go. And I was like, I know I saw that in a preview, and that made us think that Blake was never in love. Like, I haven't, I can't tell her I love her. And I think she was prepped well to, like, get some sound bites that they can use in these teasers, but it was really, yeah, not suspenseful. But did you think, Asia, that he would have any hesitations after meeting Aunt Lindsay?
Oh, I would have had hesitations. So I'm surprised that he stuck with it, because that, like, okay, when you marry someone, you're marrying their family as well. And the fact that, you know, she had her mom and her aunt there, like, that means that they are very important in her life, right? Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, like, okay, you would obviously think that for a parent, but like, if you have an aunt that's there, like that, you're very close.
She said it was like her sister, and she looked like she could be her sister. Yeah. She was a very young aunt.
Mm-hmm. And she was so rude. I mean, there, I can't, like, my jaw was on the ground. Like, there were multiple times during this finale that I was just shocked. And I could not understand how she was being so, because there is protective and then there's just flat out rude. And then there comes a point when people are like, I'm just open and honest. I'm unfiltered. Like, no, you're just, you like, there was no regard towards his feelings. The fact that Katie feels a type of way about him, which is the reason he's even meeting you in the first place.
Yeah.
It was just too much. It was too much for me.
I was kind of loving watching it, though, because it's like, why are you coming this hard for him when like Katie's telling you this is my guy? Like, you're only meeting him. Maybe like then they're like, whoa, this is more serious, like, because this is like the, like, it's chosen already and we don't get to like give our opinion on the two. But Haley, what were your thoughts on Aunt Lindsay?
I just, like, I felt it was unnecessary. I feel like she was, like, trying too hard to be like, we don't need men. And no, like, women don't need men, but it's nice to have a partner. And it's nice to, like, be nice to your maybe future nephew-in-law. It's possible that Blake was just like, listen, we're moving to Canada, so, like, I'm not going to hang out with you much anyway. <You're right. laughs> My favorite part of the episode, like, I never related to The Bachelor more. When they're like, so where are you from? He's like, Hamilton. It's like, Canada. It's Niagara near Falls. Niagara Falls. Like, do you know how many times I've been like, Niagara Falls? It's near Niagara Falls. Yeah. I'm from near Niagara Falls.
How far is Hamilton actually from Niagara Falls?
40 minutes on the QEW on a good day.
Okay. So yeah, it's not Niagara Falls, but yeah, it's like, okay, that part of Canada.
like you said, Haley, it was unnecessary. It was uncalled for. Just any answer he had, she's like, that's cute.
But
that's not how relationships work. It's like, okay, but you're allowed to go into like relationships with optimism and be like, we will work on things. There's obviously going to be problems. That's not how relationships work, honey.
Yeah, he's opening up about like his parents had a bad relationship.
My parents are divorced. I get it. Okay, I know not all relationships work, but like, let's just chill here.
Yeah,
like, but you do know that's different. Like, seeing something happening and actually living. I can't even remember the
train wreck. It was like watching a train wreck or being on the train when it's crashing.
My good Lord. Yeah. You still know it's an intense experience.
Yeah.
And then she bringing up the fact that
words you. She was anger words.
Yes. And bringing up the fact that neither batch, like Tayshia or Claire, she's like, oh yeah, neither one of them wanted you. It's like, oh my gosh. What did Blake, because I'm convinced, what did Blake do to her?
Yeah.
He had to do something to her because none of that was called for.
Yeah, but I do think she enters like the Mount Rushmore of family visits, memorable, you know, like where Absolutely. They're making an impact. If only we could have seen her with Greg, you know, he would have left for sure. So we see that Blake can handle anything, you know, he wasn't too fazed by it. So he was just kind of like, oh, I can't really, you know, I think Katie kind of understood too. Katie's mom really seemed to soften with Blake though, and just could tell that like they were really good together. She had, you know, maybe a few tough questions or whatever, but nothing too bad. So I'm sure the producers were excited to have an Aunt Lindsay there.
Right. Yeah, I saw a tweet that was like, the producer said, okay, like, be tough. And she's like, hold my beer.
So Katie and Blake did have another date. I guess this was after this, right? Where the Zobra, I think is how you say it, where burn your like fears. You write down your fears and burn them in this like giant, look like a demon or something, but it's like a tradition in, I think one of our listeners told us it was like a a yearly thing in Santa Fe. But they were both scared of it, but they wrote down their fears and like read them to each other. And Katie had fears that she wasn't good enough for Blake. And so that was something also kind of in his mind as well. And Blake's were more along the lines of like wanting to always like change. And so that really seemed to like make sense with him, like being on, you know, her season. Like, okay, is he gonna, you know, these jokes that he's like, oh no, I can't go to Michelle's season, shoot, you know, like is he wants to always have the next best thing or something new or some new exciting experience. But that like she allayed all those fears. So I think that was a good date for them to have.
My only takeaway from that date was like, not this huge fire just outside when we're having issues with wildfires right now.
Yeah, that probably wasn't great. Hopefully it was well contained.
Right. It was not the best idea, but yeah, I really hope it was contained.
But I think it was like their first time doing something that was sort of with related to the culture of where they were. So I guess that's good because they weren't really acknowledging it before that I can recall. So Haley, any thoughts on this final date?
It could have been cut out.
This is the part that really dragged. Is like we
I'm
know
just like
Blake,
constantly
so.
Exhausted, and this episode was an hour and a half too long.
Yeah, we've never gone that long, like knowing who the final pick is, like with no suspense. So I kind of live for
what
that
moment.
What
are you talking about, Amy? There was suspense. We didn't know if Blake was going to propose or not.
Yeah, that's so true.
So much suspense. Like, if you can believe it, Katie was already ready. Well, Blake was still picking out the rings and not sure if he was going to give her one. He wasn't sure. That's exactly, those two things happened at exactly the same time. Right?
Yeah, he was still going back and forth. Yeah. I mean, I think he did do a good fake out for Katie, but it didn't make sense. Like, I hate when there's a fake out that the logic of it, like the wording, makes no sense. Like, I can't give you what you came here for, which would be a proposal. But because you deserve so much more. But what more did he give her? That's what I want to know. He just proposed.
A good dick in, am I right? Just you. I hate saying that. Ew. I'm sorry. Is she dickmatized?
I don't know. I'm sure he would like us to think so.
Again, I refuse to participate in that.
Yeah.
Timeline.
What did you think of Caitlin and Tayshia? Just kind of like, it's a totally different vibe than the former host.
Well, I just want to say that Tayshia's outfit was amazing at the proposal.
Yes.
I mean, who can pull off a backless tux, like basically like a suit ensemble, but
she can wear anything.
It was like Tayshia was dressed for like an evening soiree, uh-huh. And then Caitlin was dressed for like an afternoon brunch.
Yeah, they didn't coordinate that one. They usually look a little more coordinated for sure. But yeah, it was a different vibe to have them kind of celebrating with them. That was kind of fun. We did it, America and Canada, you know, you're welcome. So that was cute. And they felt responsible. I mean, Tayshia introduced them, right? So Caitlin kept Katie in the game. But I miss, like, the shoes coming out of the limo. We don't know who it is until that last
Amy,
moment.
I was so scared for a second where you were going with I miss.
Oh, what
and
do you
I
think?
I was like, she's not going to say Chris.
No, never. Never. Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any point where you could say that there was an absence this season.
No, I felt that Tayshia and Caitlin were perfect for what this was. I thought it led to a warmer, more like personable interaction with the lead. Like, it wasn't cold at all. It was just nice and it was fun and it was lighter and it just felt less like formal and nice. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I liked it.
And it felt way more natural when Caitlin was showing up when Katie was in the bathroom and like talking her through, you know. It's like, it
definitely
seems like, yeah, Caitlin would put down whatever she's doing. You know, she's not out on the golf course or something and being like, okay, I guess I have to show up. You know, it's like she's there to like support in addition to the hosting roles. And I think they'll even streamline it even more with Michelle's season. So, you know, there's maybe a few times with rose ceremonies or something where it's a little awkward to have two people, but I think they'll figure out that cadence really well. Having gone through it one time.
I love them saying like, all right, let's do this again. Just making a natural transition into Michelle's season.
Yeah.
I loved it. And I think y'all mentioned it last week of like potential, like for the Bachelor season, or maybe I'm making this up where like, maybe they should do a couple of past Bachelors mm-hmm. to kind of be their friends. And cause kind of that's how Tayshia and Caitlin were. They were Katie's friends when she needed someone to talk to and weigh these decisions. So I thought it was perfect. There was not a single second this season that I missed Chris Harrison.
Right. Yeah. I could see them doing that, but I could also see them keeping, why mess with a good thing and just keeping Caitlin and Tayshia even to host the guy season? Cause it'd be like, well, they know whoever their guy is going to be. Right. So
because
it'll be from these seasons.
I would love to see one man and one woman. I think. Mm-hmm. I want to see maybe like either Caitlin or Tayshia plus a former Bachelor.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, what about a former Bachelor and his wife? I know the options are very few, but
Sean Lowe won't do it because he's best friends with Chris Harrison. Ben would do it, even though he is best friends with Chris Harrison too.
Ads, Sean Lowe, there's nothing you won't do for a paycheck.
I don't know. Yeah. Ari and Lauren would do it for sure, but I wouldn't want to see that.
What an app.
Yeah. Well, if Tayshia gets married really quick, then that's perfect.
Yeah. But that'd be tough because he doesn't know what it's like to be the Bachelor.
Yeah, that's true.
And I just highly doubt they would want to do Matt and Rachel.
What about Nick? What about like Nick and Tayshia?
Nick would be good in the sense that I feel like he would not like he would dig in a little more with the guys and he would stir up stuff. Mm-hmm. So Nick and Tayshia would be good, I think.
Yeah, that would be good. I wouldn't want Caitlin to feel replaced, but I think it would be helpful to have a Bachelor as one of them.
Right. Otherwise, I think they'll have to have like maybe a really like they'll bring in that trio of guys that always helps the lead again, you know, like have a panel again. But all right. So we have the proposal. Then we see Katie and Blake come back and after the final rose and kind of talk about where they are now. We didn't see any like happy couple like home videos or anything like that we usually see. But he did do like his rom-com moment. Haley, I need your thoughts on his final like say anything.
Half a little like too on the nose and half like super duper cute.
Yeah. I did think it was cute how they pulled it off because it was like what can you do that, you know, somebody wouldn't expect. So
mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they had all various guys in the audience stagger like in a staggered manner, like show like hold up a boombox, so playing their song. I'd totally forgotten that they had a song.
Same.
But I guess they did have a concert date and then talked more about like when he knew he loved her was during the hockey game, so very Canadian, where she shouted "Go America," so that's how he knew he loved her. Must have been like it didn't bother him, so it's like she's got to be the one.
And she said she scored a point, not a goal.
Yeah, I feel like I would say that.
He knew then,
yeah,
right?
Aren't they the same thing? I don't know. But yeah, so anything else to say before we about them, about the end of the season, before we dive into the draft and the questions?
She didn't tell her family.
Oh yeah, she.
Do you think she even told them who she ended up with?
Well, like, two of them knew for sure.
Justin was gone.
They didn't meet him, though.
I mean, I guess they didn't meet him.
Yeah. Oh, God. But maybe her extended family or something. I kind of like that. Like, if you can pull it off. Like, she didn't trust them to keep a secret. But also, it makes for a more fun viewing experience. Even yeah. though there's not a ton of suspense. Like, they just either she's with him or they're engaged. I think they knew that they were going to stay together one way or another. The listeners had Blake on their team, so they didn't end up winning. It wasn't enough. I almost feel like they should by default win, but I think they ended up with like 82 points
for one person. Like
for one person, like instead mm-hmm. of like they were very close to taking the bronze or the silver here in this draft. But I'll pat myself on the back. I did win with 116. And then because I had Justin, I guess. So because he hung in there for that final episode, who would have thought? And then Haley, you had 91. Scally had 93. So very close between you two for Scally in second and Haley in third. Listeners coming in there with 82 for a very strong honorable mention. Thanks to @GeorgeCTV for compiling those results, as always, in this very atypical ending of a season. You know, if Blake were named the next Bachelor, then they might take it, but I don't see that happening. So,
remember when you thought you were picking Blake by picking the guy in the box?
Yeah, still bummed about that. Then I would have, like, landslide. Because I just was so sure that it's like, okay, I know Blake's on the season, and there's one guy in a box, so it's gotta naturally be Blake, right? But no, Guy in the Box is on Paradise. So we did see a preview for Paradise. Kendall and Joe are there. Looks like Ivan is making out with somebody in the water. Who else stood out to me? Anything else that you guys are excited
Abigail,
about?
Oh, the Abigail. Many Serenas.
Yes.
Demi. I didn't know Demi was there.
No. So Demi was like after Kenny, it seemed like, and getting in a fight with mm-hmm. him.
Kenny's there.
Becca
sitting with Thomas on a date
announced later on. Yes, so that's pretty shocking that the first lead that, like, after they've been a lead is in Paradise. Haley, Blake is the first Canadian to receive the final rose on The Bachelorette. So
I was wondering that.
Yeah, so that's exciting. Mm. So yeah, Paradise premieres next week already. Are you guys ready for it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Especially they're not doing like two-hour episodes a week, are they? Remember they used to do that?
I don't know. I hope not.
Too much.
It'll be interesting to see how different this is with the different hosts and all that, but and like a supersized cast, it seems like.
It seems like a ginormous cast.
Yeah. So Ava Marie Pickett asked us on Twitter, did the listeners win the draft? I mean, not technically, but like basically. And @MeganComas says, in a world where Blake didn't come on the season, is Katie engaged to Andrew S? Okay, this is interesting.
No, I'm engaged to Andrew S. I refuse to admit any other story.
Maybe he's my next Bachelor. Okay. Yes, we can hope for that. Justin Feinberg wants to know, was Blake nervousing because the feelings of getting engaged overwhelmed him for a moment, or was he just anxious about picking out an engagement ring in front of his ex?
It is anxiety inducing, like knowing that you are making this is like a always memory.
Yeah.
No matter what.
I would worry that, like, in front of Tayshia, that I was picking, like, if I'm Blake, like, I'm picking, like, the least stylish ring or something, you know, like, that she's thinking, like, oh, Katie's going to hate that one or something.
But they had to have asked her, like, what kind of rings are you into? And then Tayshia's like, here you go. These are the rings. Oh, right. Look at that pear-shaped one. Nice.
Yeah. She couldn't give, like, the really detailed response that Neil would give, but you know. Angel Woodrum, if Justin had had the first overnight, would he now be engaged to Katie?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I wonder if she confirmed for her.
Yeah. I wonder if she, if maybe that was a term of like her continuing on the show, like, okay, well, if I'm going to keep going, I don't want to have to do the whole like rigmarole with Justin. And because I feel like the producers would have put him first if they knew. If she's just like, let me just do this with Blake and get my man. Justin Feinberg, if things do not work out between Katie and Blake, is Blake a shoo-in as a future bachelor, seeing as he got tagged with the sex god edit?
No, he's just not the bachelor kind of guy.
Yeah.
I think he would be like on every season. That would just be like his thing. He would just come back.
Like he, we'd see him in paradise and it would be a running joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did see him.
Go ahead.
Oh. How can he be the next bachelor when it's going to work out with him and Katie?
Every season, I just really hope it works out. And I just really hope it works out again. Because, again, I love their chemistry. I think they're really sweet together. I think they're going to really try hard. And they're going to move to Canada and it's going to be fine.
I did see a tweet going around where it showed like a clip of Katie, like a screen grab of Katie and Blake and they're like at the proposal scene, and it was like, this could have happened in paradise. Like this could have been just like, do you think they would have had the same result? Like just meeting in paradise, getting one of the couples that gets engaged in paradise.
I don't know. No, like I just like, I'm trying to think what, how things would have worked out if Blake didn't show up, but I guess like, it's hard to look at that because Blake did show up and I'm sorry to get all like, you know, rom-com on everyone, but it's just like, it feels like it's meant to be. Like he showed up for a reason and that's that.
But like if Katie hadn't been selected as a bachelorette, she definitely would have been in paradise.
Yeah.
And then Blake would have been there and I wonder if things would have turned out the same.
But would she have tried to make out with Greg, who was on Tayshia's season?
Totally different universe. Yes. Parallel. Yeah. Alternate realities. Yeah, and then she talked about, like, she thanked him. She thanked Blake for, like, fighting to be there. So it sounded like, I mean, he had to really, like, I don't know that the producers were, like, clamoring to bring him back, you know? So he did kind of have to be like, no, I really want to be on. Because, you know, if he wasn't, like, the huge character from last season. Like, if they were going to bring somebody back, I feel like they would have picked somebody else if it was their choice. Let's see. Kristen Zook. Did Katie seem overly mad at Greg to anyone else? It felt very performative and over the top to me.
Like it did a little bit, but I also think that she was doing what she felt like she needed to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got mad at Thomas and stuff too.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just how she gets mad.
I think she didn't want him to like go out with like the sympathy card and like being a potential bachelor contender. So I feel like, how can you choose him after seeing, you know, how he affected her and treated her? And it didn't seem like he was angling for it anymore with the Nick Viall interview either. It was like, I have a lot of work to do on myself. You know, I actually heard a theory floated on the Chatty Broads podcast that Tyler Cameron recently broke up with his girlfriend, and would he ever come back on? Like, is he like gonna go back?
Is his moment over though? Like,
no. But he's so like, he's the most followed person.
I guess. Like, what is he gonna come on The Bachelor and promote his book, You Deserve Better, by Tyler Cameron and an unnamed ghostwriter?
Yeah, that'd be a good line he could drop in the season. Like, you deserve better. I'm going to break up with you.
I think they gave up their shot of getting Tyler after getting Matt. Because if they turned right back around and he was the bachelor, it's like, okay, you just had two best friends as a bachelor.
Joint season. Yeah. And I mean, they didn't treat Matt James well. So with what they did to him at the end of bringing his dad in. And I don't know. I think, yeah. But we could get an out-of-the-box pick as well. Like, it might not be one of somebody from Katie's season. Could be a VIP person. Who knows? Kyle Picard, will we ever see the traditional ending to a season again? I personally hope so. I think, Michelle, we could see a traditional ending. What do you guys think?
I don't know if I miss it as much as everyone else is missing it. Like, I don't mind the kind of like dynamic relationships that are happening that feel a little more like real life rather than you two men are going to stand up on the platform and propose to Katie. Like, I'm glad that's not happening.
Yeah, as far as traditional, I don't think we need to have like the both guys like get down on one knee or something, but
I prefer the wild endings. Keeps things fun.
But like they need to cut an hour of the finale if they don't have enough content.
Yeah.
Yes.
If we know who she picks like half an hour into the episode, yeah. Sarah Nora, can we get some coupling predictions for VIP? I'm assuming there won't be a whole separate preview podcast for VIP since it airs next week. Looking back at last week's episode. Oh, this is, let's start there because this is a separate question. So coupling predictions. It looked like, who did they say Bachelor, like, or Grocery Store Joe was with when Kendall showed up? Like Serena?
Serena P?
Yeah.
Yeah, Serena P.
So, like, he's with Serena and Kendall's here. So, yeah, that doesn't feel like a fair prediction, though.
That's from the preview. Abigail and Noah, that's, like, a shocker one that I feel like we saw in the preview.
That is a shocker one.
And then, what was it?
Piper and Brendan is, like, they already announced that they were a couple. In Us Weekly, right?
But Brendan wasn't kissing Piper in the preview.
Maybe they already broke up before they went down there. Kenny and Demi? I don't know. It seemed like Demi, she was like, I'm coming for everybody's partner or something.
If I'm not mistaken, Ivan was kissing, is her name Jacinia?
Oh, that's a good one. That would make sense, I think. It would be cute.
I'm excited about Ivan.
Yeah. It's good to see him down there. I'm excited to see, like, the guys from last season, Tayshia's season.
Basically, I'm excited to see everyone except Kenny and Victoria.
And Connor.
And you know what? I'm going to hold off my judgment on Connor for 1.5 weeks.
We did see somebody doing the whole, like, he's a good kisser thing, so... That's going to be a storyline for sure. Just making out with random people.
Him singing the theme song did make me laugh.
I need Joe to end up with someone. I just like want to see him be one of
grocery
the people.
Store Joe.
Are you still getting points for like your grocery store Joe pick from like 2017?
The best like one night. Yeah. Like first night out.
Did you get points for him going on Dancing with the Stars?
No, we didn't incorporate that in. I'll have to talk to George about that. But yeah, no, I think Joe from the doctor or the not doctor, but the guy who's talking about the vaccine and stuff. And
Dr. Joe.
See a Joe?
I didn't see a Joe, but I thought Joe was supposed to be there.
Yeah. I thought it was like, okay, he got like the vaccine before anyone else, so he's in for sure. Did they have to get the vaccine to go on? Because I feel like I saw someone getting it after they came back.
I was just going to ask.
But
I don't know.
Yeah.
As much kissing and hooking up, you would think so.
You think. Yes. So Sarah also asks, looking back at last week's episode, isn't it strange how Blake's hometown was the shortest one despite him being final one? I'm honestly struggling to think about what we learned about either Katie or Blake besides them being horny for each other.
I mean, I really liked Blake's mom.
Yeah. I mean, I remember that his brother didn't say a word, so we didn't learn anything about that. His sister was giving a little bit of a hard time. But yeah, his mom's all about women empowerment as well and, you know, not needing a man. So I think they'll get along. She did, like, have an Instagram or something, like, Thanksgiving should be interesting, like, with a clip of her, like, watching Aunt Lindsay on TV. So she's poking fun at that. But I think
we're celebrating Thanksgiving at different times anyway. So what does it matter?
Yeah, you get two Thanksgivings.
Did y'all talk about the gift that she got him? Or the gift that Blake's mom got Katie?
We did. Yeah.
Okay. I thought so, but then I was like confusing it with another podcast. I wasn't sure.
But yeah, I'm surprised that wasn't shown really. I'm surprised that it wasn't one of the end credit scenes.
Did you also see that we did now find out what his painting was of?
I saw that. I was...
What was it?
Asia, I will tell you after recording because I refuse to say it on a podcast.
It was in her Instagram story, but it might not be there anymore. But it was like framed in her. Yeah. I don't know, but did it need to be blurred out because it didn't?
I don't know. Now that we know like what the context is, like,
if you're looking at it, it doesn't. So yeah, go look that up. I'm sure we can see that. Yes. So that is it for our questions. Haley, did Doug finish up the season and have any takes?
He sure did.
All right.
Made give it me through. 1 second. I know. I'm shocked. I thought, I'm not going to watch the season, I don't think. Oh, yeah. As if, Doug, you're here. You're here to stay now.
He's got to be excited about the Canadian thing.
Yeah. I don't know. I honestly have not read them yet. Who honestly thought making this episode 3 hours was a good idea? Greg left, Justin has eyebrows, Blake likes sex. please don't have Blake's mom on your podcast. As bizarre as it would be to listen to somebody rationalize giving their son's partner a nationalist dildo, let's not forget what we really want from guests of the podcast. One, amazing insight on gender and race, and two, deep dive on the shell room and why it's the best thing ever. I know, it's too bad Emily didn't send me any like updates of like any good rooms in the Hyatt.
Yeah, that is a miss to not have her. So we'll have to find out where Michelle's season is filming and if there's anything that we can find out about that, because it's filming right now.
Yeah, like in Minnesota, right?
I think so.
Minnesota at this point? I know they're like going. when Blake said he didn't play games with love, was he ignoring the fact that he spent the last year as a jobless contestant on two love-based game shows?
Yeah, it's still very unclear what his job was. I mean, I know that his former, like the pest control place that he worked was like, congrats to like our former employee, but it says wildlife manager still, but he's not employed by them.
Again, he used to train hawks at the dump.
Yeah.
He worked with my sister-in-law, like not directly, but they worked at the same place. What was scarier, that giant sacrificial paper clown thing, or the thought of the bloodbath that it would have ensued if Greg met Katie's aunt?
He kind of stood a chance. He would have just walked out.
Yeah, that's all I envision him walking out.
Yeah.
What's less romantic than shopping for engagement rings with your ex? Easy, having a bunch of people stand up with noiseless boomboxes to play a song from a country star who likely slept with someone who will be a contestant.
That's spot on.
How much did Michelle pay Katie to take the only possible steps that would prevent Blake from appearing on Michelle's season? and last from Doug for the entire season. I've been unemployed and done not-for-profit work in Africa. Sign me up for the next season of The Bachelorette, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Bachelorette, call Doug. Just call Doug.
Perfect. Oh, that's hilarious.
And that's it. That's all we got. What a season. You know what? I like this season.
I did too. Asia, what do you think?
I liked it. I didn't have high hopes coming in to it only because I was really looking forward to Michelle's season. So I was like, okay, this will hold me over. But I enjoyed it. I think it was nice seeing, I feel like Katie is very normal. And so in terms of like making decisions and not lingering on with like the process, like I like that she was cutting people and she's like, no, this is not it. Rather than playing into it. So I enjoyed the season. I know some people have been hard on it and saying that it wasn't the best, but it doesn't have to be the best to enjoy it. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I had fun watching it for sure. And I'm excited that we get another season very soon in the fall with Michelle and basically nonstop Bachelor content from here on out, Haley.
Can't wait. Asia, are you excited to kick her ass in the next draft?
I am. I this will be my first RHAP draft. Ooh. So yeah, I'm excited. I'm gonna read all their bios and just get a good feel for who truly is a good match for Michelle. So
yeah, us having it lined up, Haley. Next
who
season
are
already.
We?
What is going y'all on?
Y'all texting everyone we know like 3 days before the season starts because we didn't realize it was starting in 3 days.
Yeah.
We're really growing here on our podcast. Yeah. 7 years in.
But something tells me that it'll be Asia messaging me like, okay, so when is this recording happening? We're like, what? Oh, the bios are out? What?
I might do what I did this season, just not read them again.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? My strategy worked out. So
you're so great. You know what? I think the blind date strategy was a good one.
Yeah. So I didn't look at the photos. I just read the bios and, you know, it led me to people like Connor, B, and Justin. So.
Hey. Yeah. And I did just see Blake's painting and I'm shocked.
You're welcome. I'm sorry.
And what's even the worst part is I looked at it, I was like, I don't even know what that is. Right. I had to actually read the article about it to explain what it was. So definitely go look that up if you have not seen that.
Yeah, if you hate yourself, look it up.
So on that note, everyone, we will see you next week. But first, Asia, where can people find you these days? I think I know, but everyone else know.
You can find me on Twitter, Asia Like Asia, so A-Y-S-H-A, like A-S-I-A. I am continuing to help out with Big Brother 23 coverage. And then I also co-host Married at First Sight, wrap up with Amy. So you can find that on the reality TV wrap up. So we have
a
fun
season
time
so far. So
yeah,
time to catch up because they just got married.
Right.
Like you could just start right now and start watching it because they like to draw things out as well. So three episodes and they finally just finished all the weddings. So
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back in my day, they used to just do it all in one episode.
I know.
And then episode 4 is only prep for the honeymoons. Oh, we're not even going to get to the honeymoons until episode 5.
Prep for the honeymoons. Yeah. What are you prep for?
Packing, meeting having your wedding, post-wedding brunch. Did you have a post-wedding brunch, Haley?
I did actually.
Okay, nice.
Oh, so that's a thing. I didn't even know.
We also didn't have a real reception. Mm-hmm. We just had a small group of friends over at our home the next day where we served a croissant we bought at the local grocery store.
That's the way to do it.
And I started sipping tequila. So that's what that was like.
Haley, where can people find you besides next week podcasting Bachelor in Paradise?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @hstrong_. If you want to check out everything I'm reading at the Strong Library on Instagram. Other podcasts, not doing them right now, just hanging out. I'm so excited for the challenge to starts tonight. I'm gonna watch that. I'm excited for Brian and Allie's podcast. I'm so excited to watch Drag Race tomorrow night. I've been loving Liana and Beth and Amon talk about Drag Race. I have not been consuming any Big Brother content because I didn't even start this season. Sorry,
oh,
everyone.
No, it's been so good.
It's been piling up on the DVR, so maybe I'll have a mental break and just watch the entire thing.
You can always jump into with that show, I feel like you know, a few episodes before, and they always, you know, say previously on and It works.
Previous Leon. Big brother.
I don't know what we'd do if we didn't have that announcer, though.
Like, okay, hear me out. Yeah. What if that guy comes to The Bachelor? Previously on The Bachelor.
I love that.
But first, does Michelle even like these men? Will she cut them immediately? Will we find out which guy isn't there for the right reasons? How's my Julie Chen?
Oh, that I would have thought that you are Julie Chen. Are you Haley?
Oh, sorry, I forgot to say. Also, here is a Bible for every cast member.
There we go.
If we had the announcer guy for BB saying that the guys are exiting and being like, previously, Greg couldn't get a grip on his emotions, so
yes. He was God, yes,
sent packing. I love the puns.
Yes.
So,
oh, that's hilarious.
Well, it sounds like there's a lot of good content out there to consume. So we hope you'll be back with us for BIP. You can follow me on Twitter at RHJP Recapper. So until next week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.